Now, we've been talking a lot about the tense U.S.-Russian relationship at the highest levels, the allegations that the Russians interfered in the presidential campaign through targeted hacks, the U.S. expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats. In the middle of all this, it might be hard to see what both sides have in common. And one of those things, NPR's Lucian Kim reports, is the renaissance of the cocktail.
When I first visited Moscow as a student in 1991, everything was in short supply, even vodka. My friend stole ethyl alcohol from their lab at Moscow State University, and we mixed it with water, or if we were lucky, canned grapefruit juice from Cuba. Fast forward 25 years from the dying days of the Soviet Union. I'm in Severyanye, where Northerners, one of the hippest new restaurants in downtown Moscow. Everything has been carefully designed, from eclectic dishes that could be best described as world fusion, to the waiters' uniforms, inspired by early 20th century Russian art. Anton Ivaha, who used to be on the Moldovan wrestling team, is responsible for making sure the drinks are just as creative.
Меня зовут Антон Ивахо. Я шеф-бармен ресторана Северяне.
Tonight, Anton is mixing me a саксаул, named after a shrub found in the deserts of Uzbekistan.
Да, это прям вот зимний-зимний коктейль, который...
It's a perfect winter drink, he says, that warms you up, but goes down easy.
Получается, настаиваем щепки саксаула.
Anton needs 5 minutes to explain the process of preparing the drink, infusing port wine with shavings of саксаул, adding some moonshine, then combining it with a vermouth infused with various fruit blossoms. The finishing touch is a couple of tiny preserved pine cones, and the drink is finished. When Ilya Chutnikov, the restaurant's co-owner, spots me at the bar, he jumps up from a long table where he's eating with his family under suspended LED candles. Chutnikov says he prefers biodynamic wines to cocktails. I posit it's an outdated stereotype that Russians drink vodka.
But actually, Russians drink vodka. But I hate vodka. I hate vodka. Vodka, it's not my drink. I don't like vodka. And all my friends don't like vodka.
I asked Tutankov to make a New Year's toast.
My special toast? Радости развития. So,
yeah, joy and progress or joy and development?
Joy and progress, yes. In every moment of your life.
Especially in the new year.
Especially in the new year, yes. Always.
Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.